like to bring the January 12th, 2012 code enforcement board meeting to order, and like to start with the invocation. If we can, Albertine, would you like to do the invocation? You didn't bring a note card?
Dear Lord, help us with dictators tonight, that we make the right decisions, and that we help the people with all the help that they need, and hope we can do the best we can do. Amen.
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 Let me rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll need to wait just a moment. We're having problems with the recording.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brown?
I'm here.
Mrs. Sparkle?
Here.
Mrs. Ruschlager?
Here.
Mr. Mrs. Wilson?
Here.
Mr. Bakowitz?
Here.
Mr. Moses is not present yet. He said he would be here, so I don't know where he's at.
Okay, that's fine.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum, okay. Okay, have we had review of what, December's minutes?
Yes.
We have somebody like a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion we accept the minutes as is.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous. Okay, and then I'm seeing a note here. Oh, there's Mr. Mosley.
Right on time.
It's 5:30 somewhere.
Crypto River.
5:29. Look at that.
I'm just going by the clock on the wall today, Jay.
He is right on.
He is right on. Okay, there's a note on here to swear in officers. I'm not. Okay. Oh, swear in officers for the city. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, let's begin. If you have somebody that's present that you'd like to start with.
Yes, sir. Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Ricks with the City of Ocala. I'm a duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for more than 3 years, and I'll have 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting the cases this evening. If it pleases the board, we do have some people present here to speak before the board this evening, and I'd like to take those folks first.
That'd be fine.
In the order of their arrival.
One other order of business. If you have a cell phone on you, if you could please turn it off or turn it on silent before we begin tonight. Thank you.
That would bring us to the last page of the agenda, page 6. In old business, noncompliance, Massey hearing, CUM 11-2108. I'm bringing that information up on your display. If you want to go there to review, just first, the city is contention is that this property is not in compliance and that the city would respectfully request to proceed with the board's previous order.
Which case is this?
CUM 11-2108. It's not in your, not on your monitors. It's going to be on the display. If you understand what I'm saying, you hit your button. Yeah.
Right. I don't see anything else. So.
There's nothing on the display, but City of Ocala.
There's several photographs there.
No.
I'm looking at the City of Ocala. God be with us.
Marion okay. County, Florida.
One more minute.
Your other display.
How's that?
That's perfect.
That's better. Okay. So there's no petition,
petition. The city's contention is that the property is non-compliant. I was going to bring up the findings of fact, or I can bring up the photographs, whichever you all prefer.
Photographs.
And then we'll hear, how do you get there? Oh.
Here.
has not been called for a re-inspection.
So we have junk and debris and tires? And
yes, sir.
Was it anything else other than junk
yes,
and debris?
And they are requesting?
They're just appearing before you for the non-compliance hearing.
Okay.
The request was for getting to that. Violating City Code Section 3495, 81182, and 81182, 181 and 182. Clean up the property, remove
right,
the junk.
Right, I can read it.
Obtain the building permit.
Do you know what they're interested in?
She just came in this evening.
Okay.
To speak with the board.
All right. Is Calpurnia Stewart present? Can you come up, please? And be sworn in.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name and address for the record.
California Stewart, 624, Northwest 13th, Terrace, Apartment 6.
Thank you.
Okay, you're here for non-compliance of the order.
Yes,
so.
I am.
Okay.
Excuse me. I was supposed to have had a I was supposed to have had certain things done to the house, I think, with the esophagus on the side and the tiles removed. I didn't do that because I didn't have the means or the money to do it. So I want to ask a question. If I can't get it fixed or repaired, now can it be boarded up?
Well, I don't have the order in front of me, Chip, but what was it? It was 30 days to pull a permit, or they were going to have to demolish it?
Yeah.
The tires.
That was just trash and debris, 82.
The order's on your screen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We found it a dangerous building.
Mm-hmm.
Plan the property. Building response to obtain a building permit within 30 days. If you obtained the permit,
I didn't do that because I couldn't. I was told that I couldn't pull a permit myself. I had to get a general contractor.
You
did. I didn't have the means to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 30 days to get a permit, or obtain a permit to fix to repair it, or obtain a permit to demolish it. So
I couldn't get the permit. I was told I couldn't get it. I had to get up.
Can you get a permit to demolish? I mean, would you be willing to demolish the structure?
Well, if that was the last result, yes.
Well, I mean, I think in these cases, with the city is contention is you got a dangerous building. Just boarding it up doesn't take away that it's still a dangerous building. So unless the city would be willing to consider the boarding aspect, I don't think I could support that.
Yeah, the only thing we can really talk about from what I'm seeing is whether we want to give an extension on obtaining the permit, which I think this was back in August.
November it looks like.
November? Was it November? Okay, I don't know where it's August. Okay, so November. So if we would want to give her an extension on getting the permit and go from there, that would be the only thing I could think of.
I think, Ms. Stewart, I guess the confusion here is that what is it that you want to do other than do you want to get more time to see if you can board it up, which is obviously going to cost you some money and you're going to have to find out a way or figure out a way to get that done.
Well, I wanted to get more time to see if I can get it fixed, really, because I would like to go back.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
How much time do you think it will take for you to get back there?
Well, maybe 2 months.
What's going to change between now and 2 months from now?
Well, I'm on a fixed income, and I've asked several organizations, you know, for help, and so far none has come through. I haven't heard from them yet, but I plan on going back again, you know.
Do you have any idea what the cost is to get it repaired?
It would be quite a bit because the soffits, is that what you're...
Soffits, yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's gone, and the house is down on one side.
Yeah. So see, it's dangerous for you. Yeah. You don't need to be in there.
I'm not in there. I had to move.
Yeah.
I had to move because it was too dangerous. But I want to go back.
So you think there are some charitable organizations or government organizations as an outreach that may be able to help you?
I had gone to the Hagmeyer,
mm-hmm.
and I talked with him.
Okay.
So I'm going back, you know, to see. And I wanted to go to Habitat for Humanity and see if it's...
Okay, I mean, you need to get there. I mean,
yes.
I know Mr. Hagmeyer is retired, though. So I assume somebody else is in his office. I think his last day on the job was last Friday or
really?
Tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
He actually announced it at the Kiwanis Club that I belong to
mm-hmm.
with him. He's a good guy, so he would have been an excellent choice to help you out.
So if we gave you additional time to get the permit, would it be to demolish it or repair it?
It would be to repair it, but if I couldn't do that, I would have to just go ahead and get it demolished.
I'm okay with giving her an additional 60 days.
Yeah, that's fine.
As long as the city doesn't stand in strong opposition to it.
I would just like to look at the structurals. The only thing I think is
I mean, obviously she
really needs to get it worked out with the building department.
Right. Well, she's got to, I think she, first off, she's got to find, she, I think she realizes she's got to find the funds. So, she realizes she's got to get a general contractor, so. You know, you got an uphill battle, ma'am, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I think...
So would we amend the order to 60 additional days or demolished within the cleaned up within 90?
That's something like that. I think we can bring it back to our board here to flesh that out.
Yeah, I think we could leave the original order as is, but we get another 60 days from the date of this meeting to pull the permits one way or the other. I think we could leave the order the way it is.
I agree with that.
So didn't she already go for help or assistance from the gentleman that just retired, and she said, and they haven't
come through, but, you know.
Funds are kind of tight right now.
Yeah.
She may get a chance to get it
moved her into a different structure. They're just taking, they're just buying homes now.
So, I think Habitat, right, I think really Habitat is who you need to go see, but you really got an uphill battle, but I commend you for trying, so. I'd like to make a motion to keep the original order in place and give the respondent an additional 60 days to obtain a building permit or obtain a permit to demolish the structure.
Okay, right, from today's date.
From today's day.
Okay. We have a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Second from Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous. So you have 60 days from today. To get a permit one way or the other to repair it or to demolish it.
And if I can't, do I report it? Do I come back here?
She'll just report to your code office.
Okay.
Yeah, just please call them and let them know what's going on.
Okay,
so
sure.
We can.
I mean, if you can't do it, you know, we've instructed the city to take it down, and
okay.
Of course, now that they would, the cost of that would be your responsibility. They would be a lien against your property.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. So.
If you go to Habitat, tell them about this property. Tell them what's going on, because they may be interested in the property for some reason, and I'll help you out on the other end.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they may say, well, you give us the property, we'll help you get into a house. And
okay.
But
that sounds.
You need to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, and then tell Habitat to come back and talk to Chip.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you. Have a nice evening.
Mm-hmm. We have additional representation here this evening for a petition. On page 6, I'm sorry, on page 4 of the agenda, COM 08-1174, and they're also here for COM 11-2173.
Okay. Is that a petition?
petition, or is that...
Yes, sir, it's a petition. 1174 is the top in there, and I combined their petition because they combined the petition. I have both case cost sheets and the fact that the petition was previously denied by this board from another respondent. The city is kind of interested in questioning the respondent here in this case as to what their intentions are with the property. If it'll be a property that they're purchasing for themselves, or if they're just purchasing the property as an investment. This as part of their petition, they advised us that the property was purchased at a tax deed sale.
Would you like me to read the petition, or do you guys have it in front of you?
Did you push a button and go back?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Why don't they combine and have two separate addresses?
This is under petitions.
Chip, they are two separate addresses. Why are we...
Right. The
they're just two different properties.
Mailing address? Was it one address? The property address is another.
So when it says location, location, it's just all the same, but it has two different cases?
It's one property with two different cases, one from 08 and one from 2011.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was brought back as a repeat offender in 2011.
So where's your cost breakdown sheet at?
It says case cost sheet number two and case cost sheet number one.
Okay.
I brought some scratch paper.
What you need?
Yeah,
there's a ton of them around.
I've got it.
All
right. Thank you.
He's a mathematician.
The first lien is for $13,402. I'm sorry, that's the second lien. As a repeat, the first lien was for $6,225.
Where's the second? The first one?
Oh, you got them all together.
So you got a total of $20,000, approximately, and $19,627?
Yes. Oh, this is the first one. So.
What's your recommendation?
Well, I mean, we're a little concerned about what their plans are to do with the house. I mean, if they're planning to move into the house, that would, of course, temper the city's opinion on what they want to do. We didn't know anything about what their plans were for the residents or what have you. The city would generally agree to a 50% reduction in the fines with cost assessed.
What's the condition of the house right now?
They have informed us that they were going to go out there and cut and clean it prior. They had arranged to get a cut and clean done, but the city had done it a couple days before their person could get on scene. I could let them speak to the specifics on that. We had an order to go out and take care of it, and I guess the order had expired.
Was there a lien recorded against the property?
Two.
So it was public record?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do we have Gloria Cochran and Mark Hamburg here this evening? Okay. If y'all can come up and be sworn in, please.
Okay.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state your names and addresses for the record.
Mark Hamburg, 102 East Martin Luther King Boulevard, Tampa, Florida.
Gloria Cochran, 102 East Martin Luther King Boulevard, Tampa, Florida. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess the city has some question about what your intentions are with the property.
Right. I heard the officer's comments, and, you know, as he said, we bought this at a tax deed sale. We did do some research on it. The code liens didn't turn up at that time. You know, as far as the use of the property, you know, we're looking at it as a possible base for when we're in Ocala. Gloria is from the Ocala area and is retired from Ocala County.
From the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, so we come back and forth a lot.
But I have family here as well. My sister has a soft school in Phillips, the point of heaven. And so I do have many times to hear this too.
Right. So I'm somewhat concerned about the comments of charging, at least for the soft cost, fines from the prior owners. You know, we're new people coming in. You know, it would be especially burdensome to pay that, especially in light. You know, we've been, you know, you don't get a lot of due diligence when you're buying something on tax deed. And, you know, we started out thinking we had a gutter problem, and we had our guy go up there and start looking around, and it turns out that there's anywhere between 2 and 5 or 6 layers of roofing on the entire roof. So, you know, we've gone from, you know, a gutter job to a $10,000 re-roof. If you were, you know, to add these other costs and that, it exceeds the value of the property to pay these soft costs. I mean, we understand that the city has real hard costs in having it mowed. You know, the timing didn't work out as far as when we took possession and, you know, could go and start cleaning the property up. But as it stands right now, our intention is to put a new roof on it, you know, of course, you know, paint it inside and out, and any other, you know, little snakes we discover that we have to correct along the way. You know, we just didn't.
But in a nutshell, this mm-hmm. is going to be kind of like a second home. You're going to be using mm-hmm. it up here for your
yeah.
personal use. And
mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that was the question that
yeah.
we were getting at.
What's your hard cost, Chip?
Well, I've got
to look at that.
Yep. Well, I've got it here.
Is it somewhere?
We've got that and that.
That's 402.
And we've got that and that on that one.
Oh, okay.
So 325.
And what I've already got it here.
How much was it?
727.01.
Mm-hmm. And that's the hard, okay.
That's administrative costs and
hard costs.
Mm-hmm. Hard costs. And so that would be.
And I think primarily it was mowing charges and that sort of thing. This isn't something that they were using as a dump for tires or, you know, or had any kind of hazardous waste or anything like that.
Well, what we typically do in situations like this is we have to recover the hard costs of the city.
Oh, absolutely. We understand that.
So between the two cases, it comes up to 727.01.
Mm-hmm.
When do you guys think you could come up with that? Right now.
You have a checkbook?
Yeah,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
They always have a checkbook, sir.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's $19,727.
Yeah.
You better have a checkbook. Pretty steep.
I mean, I think for someone moving into our area and who's willing to rehab a house and take mm-hmm. the chance on it, I think it's worth just the hard costs for covering that.
We typically offer that.
Yeah.
Okay.
For this.
So I'll make a motion that we reduce the fine to $727.21, which includes administrative costs and fine.
But I have a question of the court.
Oh, one.
Yeah. Do you have a facility for accepting payment today?
Yeah, just 1 second.
How fast are you going to be working on the house as far as repairing the roof? And
well, we already have one bid in hand here from Quality Roofing. Yeah, and you know, we're getting another bid, I hope, this week, you know. And this bid, actually, when he looked at it, you know, he had estimated it for 2 layers, but, you know, it clearly, you know, this is, you know.
So within 30 days, you'll be pulling a permit for the roof?
Much sooner than that, because right now it's just, it's like, you know, at the point where it just has to be done. You know, we were just cleaning all the trash and all that stuff and kind of doing an exploratory.
If we reduce the fines there, it's soft costs.
You'll never see.
Start on this job right away, right?
Yeah, it's already started, that's what I'm saying, but we're kind of in the discovery stage because, you know, there's not an opportunity to do the due diligence when we acquired it. And, of course, it was just before the holidays and that sort of thing. But now we're back in.
We
have
a separate sale, too, on December 14th. I was in town for 3 days. I think 41 parties for 3 days. And the tax lady said, she had 114 parties on there. The tax lady is 5 pages long, and that separate day that sale is 16 pages long. To give you an idea how much research goes involved, and I guess I think it's my fault because there was so much research involved, and all these houses, you don't know if you're going to get or not.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think we're of the opinion that you're going to...
Yeah, no, it'll absolutely be taken care of, and you've never heard from us before. You'll never hear from us again on this.
I have a motion from Latricia.
I would just suggest maybe that we say that we'll waive them as long as the permit holds within some...
I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't recommend that because it's not even an issue at this point. That a case has never been brought in front of us that has the roof in question or not.
Well, that a permit, whatever the problems were, then they fixed it.
I agree with you in concept, but in practicality, I don't know if you can really.
Well, he's given us his word that he's going to be putting a roof on there. If it,
see, if he
does
it,
then the code enforcement will.
If he does it, then Chippy's going to be back out
they're
there.
They're out there on you.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's not a problem.
I mean, big hammer.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
Okay. So, you want to repeat your motion?
Yes. I make a motion that we reduce the fines to $727.01 to be paid within 14 days. If not, it'll revert back to the original fines and liens and costs.
Okay.
Will you accept 5 days?
As opposed to 14?
Yeah, because I think normally we keep people like this that are getting a pretty substantial discount on a short string.
That's
fine.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking, is there a facility for us to leave the check with you today?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do it today.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I understand.
Don't take us back to page 1 on the agenda, or I apologize, page 2, first case on the agenda. Give me just a minute here to recover my system. COM 11. 2541, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kenny in the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division.
I'm sorry, Chip, I didn't hear you. What code?
COM 11, 2541.
2541.
City of Ocala versus Peter B. Wallace and J.P. Morgan Chase Company, a location of 4376 Northeast 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter, and Section 34141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2720-005-011. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on your case prep sheet. We also posted the property. The structural inspection was completed of the property. We have included the Les Pendants, a Sunbiz report, and we would require property registration. Officer Kennedy initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy included the bank in the case and noticed the bank as respondents as well. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have been unsuccessful. The city has a staff recommendation, and we also have photographs in your presentation to show the condition. We have not been notified for a reinspection that any of these conditions have been cured or that any plans were in the works to take care of the situation there.
Has a permit been pulled?
I'm sorry?
I see some work has been done from into January. There's a tarp been put on.
Yeah, blue tarp is on the back. I think that that might have just been some ceiling. And you haven't been called for any re-inspections or anything.
There's some old wood and stuff that's been knocked off of it.
The staff recommendation to be fine responded guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34141 through 145. For them to cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris, register and maintain the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the cut and clean up work utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And I'll invite the respondent to speak.
Yeah, do we have a Peter B. Wallace or a representative from J.P. Morgan Chase present? Okay. Are you an attorney then for them?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Cynthia Hatch, and our address is 888 Southeast 3rd Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Thank you.
I spoke to Chase this week through email. I haven't seen the property. The blue tarp you're referring to was put up by J.P. Morgan Chase. The date they gave me was December 29th, they put it up. And the reason that they have delayed in complying is that the property is currently in foreclosure, and before they could do anything on the property, they had to make sure it was vacant. And they did find that out the end of December, and that's when they put the tarp up, and they've had bids come in, and they're in the process of being approved to remove all the trash and the debris and to board up the windows, I believe, and any of the other problems that were at the property.
Okay. And I think, is there a registration issue?
Mm-hmm.
So that we're requiring them to register J.P. Morgan as one of our four performance registrants.
Do they understand they need to register?
I will let that know. That wasn't in my, I didn't know about that until I got here tonight, but I will email my contact about that.
Okay. So they plan on having all this done, say, within?
Once the bids are approved, they said it can be done within a couple of days.
The police board, I think that our staff recommendation will probably accommodate what their goals are.
I just wonder if 14 days is enough.
I think that they've had enough time that this has been going on for a while.
Well, they had to confirm that the house was vacant, and that was at the end of December, I guess.
Okay, but they were posted, they got notice of, or they got the non-compliance from 1021.
Yeah,
it took 2 months to make sure nobody was looking there.
I don't know what the circumstances were.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but it doesn't take 2 months to figure out that somebody's not living there, so I'm not willing to enlarge their time frame.
I think the problem is just the foreclosure process is so backed up right now that even for the banks, they're overwhelmed with properties and trying to do the maintenance on them and figuring out which ones have people living in them.
That's been the problem in the city, and I think that the reason that we have the registration and code is to prevent this from happening. And if they're going to foreclose on and do business, then they need to take care of their business. And that's just my opinion.
Okay.
How much time do you think you need?
As I said, that they've gotten bids in. They're in the process of being approved. I'm not sure the length of time that's going to take, because I'm sure this isn't the only property that is non-compliant with...
Right, it's the only property we care about right now.
In Ocala, I agree. I understand. It was the end of December when he emailed me the results about putting the tarp up and stuff, so I'm assuming that's when they got the bids in. So I think that bids can be approved within 15 days.
Okay.
Within 15 days?
I'm sorry,
I didn't hear you say
15 days.
Well, the bids would be approved within 15 days, but then when would the work be done?
They said it would only take a few days once they...
Give them 21 days.
21 days.
Okay. That way we're not going all the way to 30, which I agree with Danielle. And giving them a little bit, another week's not going to kill us. I think they know we need business now, because there will be an administrative fine after tonight.
How about the registering of the property?
Yeah, I don't know if we need to give them 21 days to register.
Right.
21 days to get the work done, I understand that.
They should be able to get the property registered within 15 days.
Yeah.
7 days.
I don't know if a big bank can cut a check that fast. Can a small bank cut it that fast? And go up to somebody and say, will you cut this check now?
Yeah. It's all in what you want.
Okay, so you're looking at 15 days to register and 21 to complete the work. Is that what we're looking at?
Play with that again.
15 to register?
Yeah. I'll make the motion. To that effect, to find the respondent guilty, cut and clean up the property, properly removing the junk and debris,
That's to be done within 21 days. Register and maintain the property as required by the property registrant, and that's to be done within 15 days. And pay the cost of prosecution of the case within 15 days as well. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the cut and cleanup work using all means with that, the fines assesses, the cost and fines assesses lien. After 90 days, non-payment for the city's attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Musley.
Did you say 15 days to register?
Yes, sir.
And 30 days to
no,
perform 21
days.
The work?
21 days to get the work done.
Okay.
15 days to get it registered, 21 days to get it registered. It'll take them 10 days
yep.
to figure out how to cut a check.
Yep, yep. I'll second that.
Okay, so we have a second from Mr. Sparkman. All in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed? Passed unanimous. So that's what we have. We need that registered in 15 days. We need the work done in 21, and they will need to call for a reinspection.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a contact for the registration? Because I didn't get any of the code information.
They can help you with that here.
Can you $15?
While you're speaking with JP, tell them that we have some other properties that they need to register too.
Okay, Chip, let's go.
I got you. If it pleases the board, we have additional representation on page 3 of your agenda, CUM 11, 2893. This is City of Ocala versus Samuel and Regina Berry, a location of 1526 Northeast 24th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, Section 34121, the definition of a derelict vehicle, and Section 34122, abandoned derelict vehicles. The parcel ID is 24407-000-00. All certified mail has been returned. The property was posted on 12/15/2001 for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. Officer Kennedy initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property in violation of the city's code as stated. Officer Kennedy noted that that our office has had one other violation of this property, the same violation on June 7, 2011, which was brought into compliance on July 15. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy all the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I've included in your presentation photographs of the property as it's currently situated. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and Section 34121 and 122. Order them to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, remove all abandoned and or derelict vehicles from the property, or get them properly registered and operational, and three, to pay the cost of prosecution for the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which, a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. In this case, we've had a very little assistance from the respondents. My information is that they're fairly uncooperative with code enforcement. The city would like to proceed with our staff recommendation. Respondents are here to testify, and we have another person that's here that would also like to address the board in reference to this case.
Okay. Is there a Samuel K. or Regina V. Berry present for representation? All right, if there's a witness that would like to come forward.
You don't have to.
Well, I live next door to that.
You're perfectly welcome to come up.
You can't speak until you're sworn in.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that evidence you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Jeff Cheney. My address is 1510 Northeast 24th Street. I live next door to Sam and Regina Berry.
Thank you.
I saw the complaints online, and I mean, a lot of it is the toys in the yard, which, granted, I mean, it looks messy, but they have little kids. It's a bunch of toys strewn around the yard. I know another one of the complaints they got was about the lounge chairs that they have out front. You know, that wouldn't be my choice for outdoor furniture, but they do sit out there almost every night. They have little fire burner thing. So, you know, it kind of looks a little junky, but it's stuff that they use. It's, you know, I don't know. It's not really trash. It's stuff that they're using. It's the kids' toys and stuff like that. But my main concern is the person that's complaining about all the neighbors in this area is running an automotive business from his house, and nobody will do anything about it.
Well, we're not here to cast stones at anybody else. If you have a legitimate complaint about that, you need to report it.
It still looks like there's an old hot tub out there. Do they use that as well?
No, the old hot tub is, I think he's actually...
Tractor tires and all that stuff. Out there breeding mosquitoes and whatever.
I don't know about the tractor tire there, but I see the car that you're talking about in the hot tub, and no, they don't use the hot tub. But I do think that, I'm not actually positive, but I think he may have taken the hot tub down. But like I said, I mean, my main concern is just that the person making the complaints, it's just harassment. It's just...
We're not here to hear
it. Yeah.
Okay, if you have a complaint against somebody, and then you need to file it, and if it's legitimate, then we'll file it.
I've filed it numerous times, and they won't do anything about it, because there's a dispute between two neighbors is their excuse for not doing it. Well, of course there's a dispute between two neighbors. Obviously, if somebody's running a business out of their house, it's going to be filed.
I know that if you report something to code enforcement, and they go out and look at it, and there's a violation, they will follow up on it.
They don't follow up on it, though. The man testified in court that he's running a business.
Chip, this is your department.
Yes, sir.
I mean... He's saying he's reporting it, and we're not doing anything about it.
Many times, and with code enforcement, it's not an immediate process.
Right.
We do investigate each time he's called. We've also investigated his neighbor each time he's called against him. There have been arrests made in this case. This goes back very far. It's a Hatfield-McCoy situation, and we cannot help him.
Right.
He's working through the criminal court on his cases. And through a civil court, he has other additional remedies. If I can prove something, I'll bring it before the board or we'll take action. If I can't prove anything other than that, I'm not a member of the criminal court system.
I mean, him testifying
and
under oath.
I'm very familiar with what your situation is.
So, Chip, what you're telling me is that you've gone by there and there's no code violations.
25 times.
Okay, and
on each side.
And you have not seen anything that violated city code.
We have not been able to provide any evidence that counteracted what we were able to observe on the property.
All right.
Okay.
So that addresses your concern.
And I have a question real quick. Is this something that I need to excuse myself on the vote form?
No, because this person's not involved in this at all. We have problems with several items in their yard. A chair that's designed for outdoor use would be fine. A lounge.
That's not what I'm. Is this person under criminal charges right now?
No, that's been resolved.
Okay.
Okay. And then let the record reflect that the respondent is not present.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any discussion amongst the board?
Well, I move to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion to accept staff recommendation from Mr. Musley. Do we have a second?
I'll second this.
Second from Albertine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That brings us back to page 2 of the agenda, COM 11, 2726.
What case number?
2726. I'm going to refer to this as Estrada. I don't know how to pronounce the first name. The Estrada
probably
case.
The smartest thing you've done tonight, Rich.
Thank you, Mr. Musley. I appreciate the recognition. Where recognition is due. The address is a location within the city of Ocala at 818 Northeast 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The case is being investigated by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, etc. The property parcel ID is indicated on the form. The summary of findings, we legally posted the property. The summary of findings that Officer Kennedy located this property found a violation of the code that it's overgrown. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. Staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I've included photographs at the end of your presentation to show the condition of the property as it stands now. Officer Kennedy's here prepared to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Is there any discussion? Well, let me first.
No, no.
Is there
no list pencil on this?
Eulalia Estrada not present?
Sure.
Let the record reflect that the respondent is not present.
Wouldn't be surprised if one is will someday be forthcoming.
Yeah, this just looks like
some JP's
abandoned
Chase problem. They're so overwhelmed.
I have a staff recommendation.
We've got a motion from Albertine. We got a second from Jay. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimous.
Next case will be COM 11-2802, the City of Ocala versus Vera Yeomans, care of South Florida Guardianship Program. This is a case involving Officer Matthew Leibfried, a case at 2400 block of Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID, the legal service, and the posting have all been included in the documentation. We initially started this with a nice letter to the respondent, but we realized it was a repeat violator. So we're proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. We've included a copy of the findings of fact of the first case, the affidavit of compliance in the first case, Sun Business report, and the corporate letter. Officer Leibfried initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, as stated. Officer Leibfried noted that our office was contacted by mail, stating that no action is being taken to remedy the violation, that no one will be attending the hearing. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains.
What did they say again?
They told us that they don't intend to take care of the property and that they don't intend to attend the hearing.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
No, the motion by Jay, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda.
Steve?
Yep.
COM 11-1842, City of Ocala versus, my Latin's a little off here, maybe the city attorney could assist me, Solium et Edemus?
I have 1 year and I got a...
LLC.
I did have 1 year.
A location of 4314 Southwest 22nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weed accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required.
Wow.
We've included the parcel ID, what have you. This is a case that we've been working on almost a year, to try to get these respondents to take this down.
It's just a nice sunroof.
Right.
Fire damage?
Yes, sir. That would be. There was two houses that were burned in this neighborhood. The next door neighbor is across the street is in the county, and this one's in the city, and we're taking action before they are.
Ooh,
believe it or not.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good job.
The staff recommendation is attached to the case.
Okay.
We're prepared to answer.
I'll make a motion. We accept staff recommendations.
We have a motion by Latricia. Do we have a second?
Second.
Jay, is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That brings us to COM 11-2218. Probably a name you all are familiar with. There's been many situations with this respondent. Mm-hmm. However, this will be the first time we've brought them to you all. This is a City of Ocala versus Des Properties. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas against Des Properties at 106 Northwest 10th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation, trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. We've included the legal service information. We've posted the property as well. We've also included some additional correspondence as to their Secretary of State registration information for Virginia. Officer Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. Officer Thomas noted that our office had 5 previous notices to remove cases which resulted in liens. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has included a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we've included photographs for your information.
Just to clarify, there's no home on this property.
No, sir. There's homes adjacent to the property, and
right.
That's the big road.
Okay. Do we have any representative of Des Properties here this evening? Let the record reflect that there's nobody here to represent the respondent.
I'll make a motion. We accept staff recommendations.
We have Latricia with the motion.
I'll second.
Donald with the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimously.
That brings us to the top of page 4 of your agenda. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. The City of Ocala versus HIC Enterprises, Inc., a location within the city at 1321 Southwest 4th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, who's here prepared to testify. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. All certified mail is returned. We have posted the property. We have included in your presentation previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance with city brought it into compliance, SunBiz report, and certificate of title. Officer Thomas located this property and served the property in violation of the city's code. Officer Thomas noted that our office has had many other cases which resulted in liens. The last case was in 2010, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has provided you with a copy of a staff recommendation about on page 2, and we've included photographs in your presentation of the condition. Officer Thomas prepared to answer any questions.
Hey, do we, as HIC Enterprises, Inc., or a representative present? Let the record reflect that there's no one present for the respondent.
I'll accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Albertine Brown.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to CLM 11-2582. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus John Birch, a location in the city of 1840 Northwest 29th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, or other unsightly and sanitary matter, and Section 12251, building permit required. All certified mail has been returned. We did legally post the property. We would require a building permit for the work that's currently being done on the residence. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code due to the junk and debris in the construction without a permit. Officer Thomas made contact with the respondents, both husband and wife, to advise that they were going to correct the violations after about 90 days, they have not taken the necessary steps to bring the property into compliance. All additional attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remain. Staff has included photographs in your presentation, and we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
So the shed was removed?
Initially, the shed was coming off.
Uh-huh.
Then they removed it and deposited it into the side yard there, and then they started to conduct some... maybe it's just to shore up the house. I don't know. They've added some 2x4 members and what have you to start initial construction inside the home. We stopped that construction pending permit by the building official, and they told us they were going to take care of the problems, but...
They live there?
Mm-hmm. They're living there now.
Is the home safe?
That one is.
Mm-hmm. No permits been pulled.
No, sir.
Okay.
Of course, they would need permits to change out windows, mm-hmm, and put up additional structures. And
change your water faucet.
Yes, sir. nowadays, it's over $100.
No, it's over $100. You can't.
Are you kidding me? The law is, the state law is changes of $100 or more, but. We are...
You can't walk out of Lowe's without spending $100. That'll they fine you.
That's usually my problem.
I just bought mine a piece at a time. All right. Is there a John Birch here present? Let the record reflect that the respondent is not present. Any discussion amongst the board? Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
A motion from Donald. Do we have a second?
I second.
Danielle seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimously.
That'll bring us to the petition section of your presentation this evening. I would indicate to the board that the first one listed there, COM08-1174, has already been resolved. And we go to the bottom of page 4 of your agenda, COM10-1193, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. I'll give you some time to read through the petition. I would say that the city is willing to reduce this, reduce the fine in half, and of course include our costs. Reducing the fine by half would bring the fine down to $23,1250. Our costs were $25,1780, would make a new total of $48,3030.
So am I looking at the right one? It's because it says additional cost of ordered work, $23,9280. Is that right? Or am I on the wrong one?
No, you're right.
Okay. I have to bring
he wants to collect it. He wants to collect that cost plus half the fine. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Is that going to help it, or are we just going to be talking about this next month?
The costs were $23,9280 plus the $125.
Right? Yeah, $25,1780 were the costs. So
right.
The fine is the $46,25.
Right.
Additional. I was going to read through this real quick.
She realizes, I understand I have to pay demolition costs. Oh, was this something that was demolished?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
And she lives in Texas, was unable to personally take.
I cannot read that letter that she goes to.
The location of relation. I quickly notified my father.
Well, I think if we get all of our costs and half the fine, we've exceeded our expectations, so I'll make that motion.
Okay.
All the costs and half the fine?
All the costs, all the administrative costs and half the fine. So I'm reducing the fine to $23,1250.
Why not just the cost like we did before as opposed to half the fine? Why?
I would have a little problem with that.
And
in
that
this
is
case,
because?
We had noticed and attempted to work with this respondent for a considerable period of time, even though they're out of town. We didn't get any cooperation. We had this blight going on.
Mm-hmm.
In the situation this evening where you reduced the fine to just cost, this is a person who's trying to make an investment in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all worried. I think they've already started.
We've already taken
it. If they were here and
mm-hmm.
would address us,
well, she lives in Texas.
May feel differently. But
well,
and
if
she's...
They live in a house in Texas, okay, but they have a house in Ocala.
Yeah,
yeah,
they can't live there. Can't live
in anyway, that's my motion. Half the fine, which makes it $23,1250, and then all of the cost and all the administration fees.
Mm-hmm. See,
okay.
they've lost the house
days.
Already, though. You
well,
demolished it.
They got the lot.
Yeah.
If this is not a very good investment.
Mm-hmm.
If this isn't a good investment and they're trying to do business, then maybe they should just get out of business. Doing this.
That sounds
mm-hmm.
kind of hard for me.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we were here to help people.
Yeah, I
well, help people that are helping themselves. I mean, if it went all the way to demolition, then they haven't helped themselves.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what else do you want them to help?
Typically what we do to help people is to weigh in the fine, but if you don't want to do that, we have a motion already on the table.
Well, lower the fine, how many days?
Well, I'm giving 30 days. Because in this case, where the fine's still significant, so I'm giving them 30 days. In the other case, that was a complete walk away from the fine aspect.
I think we should shorten the rope on that and say 15 days. If not, it goes back to the original cost.
I'm okay with that, so I'll amend my motion to 15 days.
Amendment.
Are you going to second it?
I will.
Okay, so we have a motion from Jay, and we have a second from Donald, and that's to reduce the fine amount by 50% if it's paid within 15 days.
15 days or it goes back to the original.
It goes back to the original. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Nay. So it passes 4-2.
What are the names? Latricia?
Mm-hmm.
And
Dale.
Were you a nay applicant? Or are you?
Okay.
I didn't hear you say anything. Oh, you and I.
Yeah, it was 4-2.
Okay.
That'll bring us to the next petition, COM10-1931, a case involving Officer James Vaux. I've included the total amount here is $23,25 even. I've included the copy of the petition and the case cost sheet. In this situation, the city opposes.
2510.
I apologize. CON 10-1931. Is that what you're asking me, the case number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope.
Simply?
I thought we already did 1931.
No.
No, we did 1139 or something.
I know.
No, no, with the first two were together. Like
no,
the couple.
That was,
no, that was 2173.
Oh, okay. Sorry. 1931.
So they request the lien to be reduced to $1,000?
Yes, sir.
And you,
I'm basing my objection to this based upon the fact that the bank was originally noticed. We've called the bank. We attempted to work with them to get this property into compliance. They just, I think they made a decision on their side to approach the board for a reduction of the lien.
Oh, this is the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the attorney for the bank.
Your dad, right?
Bank of America.
Is it in compliance right now?
The property was brought into compliance by the city.
Petition denied?
That's what I'm saying.
No, we don't.
Thank God for lack of emotion, so.
But that was, this is 1931.
Yes.
Yeah, that was 1931.
The total fine was 25 something, right?
$2,325.
I say they pay the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I see it here, yeah, but, all right. Yeah, I'm not seeing.
We had a pool there. And a pool problem, and also cut and clean up.
If we cut this for these big banks like that, don't you think that they're just going to ignore it?
Well, this belonged to the bankers, it belonged to this Alan and Jennifer.
I think it was a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
But the bank is the one that's petitioning.
I think we deny their request. Not their motion, we deny their request.
There's some certain. I might be able to make this a little bit easier. There's some situations where we do get cooperation and they work with us to get things resolved. In this situation, we tried to get them to take care of this before we brought it to the board, after the board, before it went to clean. I mean, our investigator went, you know, kind of over.
I understand. You don't have to.
Yeah.
We're going to propose a motion that
we don't need
deny.
Yeah, just dies.
Just fine.
That'll bring us to the next case, CON 11-1683. In this case, we are proposing a reduction. I'll give you some time to read the petition. The total costs were $1,871.52. The city is proposing a 50% reduction in the fine and all costs incurred.
So you had nothing out of pocket, just the administrative cost?
Yes, sir.
And the fine is $1,700.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That would bring it down to $1,021.52.
Any discussion amongst the board? So you're just saying you want to reduce your approval or your recommendation is a $150 reduction in the fine.
Well, the city would
okay
support a reduction in this particular case.
Are we reducing it by $850 or $2?
Yes, sir. We're reducing
$1,700 and
reducing the fine by half. So it'd
and
be $850.
There's nothing here, and all you have is court costs here.
It would be $850 plus $170,
$152. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
I'll second.
What's the amount?
$850 plus $171.52.
For $1,021.52 total.
Yes.
$1,021.52?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a motion by Jay, a second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, passes 5-1.
He buys a lot of properties. He knows what he's getting into.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to get a time limit for him to pay it?
15 days. 15 days.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm laying amendment to the motion of 15 days, or it reverts.
That brings us to another petition in the petition file, CUM 11-1837. The city would oppose reduction in this case. We get very little help from City Mortgage.
Which one is this one?
They know. Yeah, this is,
you know,
we're not the only problem.
I wouldn't pay, and I wouldn't even have the idea to ask for
one. Well, in defense of them, this is, you know, they're overwhelmed.
It's business for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bank.
Yeah, this is a bank. So I think the consensus up here is to deny.
Yeah, we don't have any motion.
Deny.
112.
I think it just makes their job easier, Chip's job easier, if we don't have two big banks.
Okay.
Little banks we look at,
though. We take care of our problems. That takes care of our.
That was the end of the petitions, because the petition at the top of page 6, this board
right.
has already heard and ruled on.
Right.
That would bring us to old business, and we have a non-compliance hearing on these. The city would move, due to the fact that we've already disposed of this case, CUM 11-2108. The rest of the cases the city would like for the board to accept as a consent agenda item that they are in non-compliance, but attest that there is an affidavit indicating of non-compliance. And we respectfully request a motion to proceed with board's previous orders in these cases.
Okay. Do we need to read these case numbers or no?
No.
Just asking our city attorney. No. All right. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion from Jay. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
The city has a couple of items on the discussion this evening. First of all, we would like to respectfully request that you approve your motion and order from the Municipal Code Enforcement Board to authorize our office to post notices in compliance with Chapter 162.12, subparagraph 2.1 of State of Florida statutes. And I've given you a sheet which indicates this is an annual motion that we do with you all.
I so moved.
I'll second.
Motion from Jay, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The second item that I've included is the previous discussion by this board on procedural rules for hearings in the Municipal Code Enforcement Board, allowing you to set guidelines and timetables for discussion in cases. This is, again, an annual motion by the board.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Musley.
Second.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. It's an annual thing.
I understand, but if you've been here the other night at the OPD thing,
yeah,
you saw how that got completely out of control by not focusing the citizens on their time allotment.
Well, that's up to the chairman to make sure that they...
Well, I understand that,
don't have the time allotment to begin with, then you don't even have a way to go.
I'm just telling them. It matters to me. Your meeting.
But I think having a time, and we get 15 minutes. I mean, the council, they gave 3, which I think is too short.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little short.
But
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Having said that, the city would respectfully move and request from the board, a motion to include all documentation, presentations, and testimony of this evening's code board hearing into the record.
We have a motion?
So moved.
A motion by Latricia. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Albertine. All in favor?
Aye.
We appreciate everyone's help.
And I guess we have Mr. Musley here is going to be
gone.
Have to hold two offices.
What's he running for?
I am running. Your email bounced back to me. I emailed you. I don't know why it bounced back.
Mr. Musley, I don't know, but for people don't know, it's running for District 3.
The District 3 City Council.
You really live there.
I
do. That's the
source of it. I've seen a lot, and we have a small neighborhood, the Marquesas subdivision off of Southeast 18th Avenue. And I've seen a lot of drive-bys in the last 3 weeks.
But Jay's been on this board for, what, 14?
Well, the paper said since 1997, and I think I came on in 96 or 95, but Star Banner hasn't been wrong as long as I've been around Ocala. So.
But I can't thank you enough for your time you spent with the board.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Thank you, Dolly.
Vice Chairman,
yeah,
and everything else, so we really appreciate you, and we wish you the best.
I assume y'all all live in the city since you're on this board. I would appreciate your support, but even if you don't support me, I encourage you to get out and vote.
Thank you.
I'll actually do so.
I would also point out to the board that we have received an application from Giorgio Placanico to be included on the code board again.
Oh,
very
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Giorgio.
He was on here before you. He's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we'd love to have him back.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate everything that you've done for the city, and we really look forward to working with you.
Wow, there's little compliment. Matters of an election. Okay.
They're dropping like flies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know the 3 are in it.
Okay. All right. Do we have anything else to discuss?
City's complete.
Okay. Course is good.
Look at him sitting
there.
Right,
meeting
adjourned.
Where did you stumble?
He has the handle of his chair.
Yeah, you probably put it. It's Wilson L. Sometimes they put Wilson 1 or something like that.
Okay, I may have done that because
yeah.
I sent it from my home rather than reply at work because I'm trying to.